the National Day of Prayer. I had this idea last year that we should have a day in Ireland for children to come together and pray for each other and for children around the world. And that's very important, for each other and for children around the world. So they're not just praying for children in poor countries, it's children praying for each other. And I thought, well, what could I do for this day? First of all, it's going to be very difficult to get all of the children in Ireland to do this. So I wasn't that ambitious. I thought, why not just let all the schools on our database know that we're going to do this? And I was blessed, I have to say, because we put it to the Irish bishops and they gave their blessing to it, which is, you know, it meant an awful lot to me that the Irish bishops would give their blessing to this National Day of Prayer for Children. And it gives it, you know, some credence as well, you know, and the Irish bishops say, yes, we think this is a good idea, go ahead. And it can grow from that. So we sent out to the 1,500 schools on our database, we sent out a little liturgy that they could have in class if they couldn't celebrate Mass. We sent out a little Mass, and we sent out a leaflet on how to pray the Mission Rosary. And we had little rosary beads that they could purchase, because we have to buy them, so, you know, we try to keep our costs as low as possible. So we were very surprised, actually, because the first school that rang up asked for 700 rosary beads, and we'd only ordered 1,000, and we thought, oh my God, we're going to have to go and order more of these. So we did anyway, and I think we probably sent out about 4,000 rosaries last year, which was amazing. We were really, really amazed, because we thought, oh, the rosaries, you know, if we give 1,000 out, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
To give 4,000 out was really great. So this year we had an idea that if we sent all of the materials to the parishes, to every parish in Ireland, if every parish in Ireland got the National Day of Prayer materials, and our National Director, Father Ed Grimes, sent them a letter and just let them know that this was supported by the Irish bishops, if they would encourage the children in the schools in their parish to participate, or the family mass groups even, to do something, you know, it would be really nice. So that's going out end of September.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to get materials, you can download them from our website, which is www.missionsocieties.ie, yeah. Or they could ring the office 01497 2035.
And of course October is the mission month.
It is,
so
yeah.
They're going out just in time for that.
They're going out. The National Day of Prayer is on the 10th of October. And it will always be on the second Friday of the month. And I thought, the second Friday of the mission month. And I thought, it'd be great if you'd have it on the first Friday. And I said it to a priest. And he said, oh no, Jackie, that's the worst day you can have it on. Don't have it on the first Friday. We're all so busy. Don't do that. There'll be no hope of anybody being able to celebrate Mass with the children. So it's always going to be on the second Friday of the month. And this year, we have a lovely little prayer book for the children called Prayers in My Pocket. And it really does fit in your pocket. You know? It's a tiny little prayer book and really, really nice. So we're really proud of that.
Yeah. And I mean, what other types of things can people... I mean, people will probably in October have the mission priest home, and maybe he'll be talking to people about his work abroad.
Yes.
What else can people do to get involved, or to make it more real for themselves and for their children?
Well, I think you have to find out about it. You can't make anything real unless you have information. I think if you find out about the work of missionaries, you can look on our website, or you can look on other missionary websites, and just find out what's going on and what are the missionaries doing. I always feel the missionaries are the silent heroes, you know, they're the ones who are working quietly. You don't hear about the heroic things they do every single day, saving lives, and they do fantastic work, and they do it for very little thanks. And I think the light shines from them. I really do. Any of them I've met that are working day in, day out with the poor and the sick and the needy, they're just fantastic people to give their lives to this. So find out about them. Find out about what they do, how they could use some support. You know, our Pontifical Mission Societies, we have a collection once a year, and it's always the third Sunday in October. And we use that money to support missionaries and young churches.
Mm.
And we send every single cent out. And that's very important, that we send every single cent out. So the people know that when they're contributing some money in church, that all of this is going out. Mm. And it's the same with missionary children. We send every cent that the children send in to us, we send it out. So, you know, I can say to the children in school, if you give me 10 cents, that's in 10 cents is going out.
Yeah.
Nothing's been taken out of it. So that's a fantastic thing to be able to do.
Yeah. What about, though, the difference, say, between a missionary organisation and an NGO? Why would somebody, I mean, a lot of people now seem to prefer NGOs because they feel maybe they don't have an agenda or a Catholic agenda.
Well, that's true, yes, and I can understand the attractiveness of that. However, if you are a practicing Catholic and you know you want to help people of your faith to spread your faith and to help people while they're doing that, obviously missionaries are the way to go. NGOs do fantastic work. I mean, they really do. But I think we are very accountable, and I think we're very transparent. And, you know, we have our accounts audited every single year by an independent auditors, and they're open and anybody can see them. It's, you know, you can see where we spend the money and we can see that our expenses are kept to a minimum.